Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma and EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle radio show. Let's not talk too much. Let's just get right to the NFL action. First thing up we have on the show is the Atlanta Falcons playoff chances. Right now I am selling the Atlanta Falcons playoff chances because they had to play the Carolina Panthers. And as long as the Carolina Panthers don't rest, you know, Cam Newton and some of their other starting guys, I think Carolina has Atlanta's number, and I think the Falcons will ultimately come up short. You know, the Falcons haven't been the team that they were last year by any means. I think Kyle Shanahan has played a bigger role than we've given him credit for. Steve Sarkisian, I don't think he's really maintained the level of excellence that Shanahan brought to this team last year. Clearly, they're not as good as they were a year ago because last year, I think Matt Ryan was MVP. This team was one of the best teams in all football. They went all the way to the Super Bowl, and it was just a great year for them. This year, they just battled back just to be on the cusp of being in the playoffs. I think they're the last seed in the NFC. So I think they're going to, I hate to say it like this, but I think they're going to flop against Carolina. I think Carolina wins. I think Seattle is also going to win, and I think somehow Pete Carroll does it again. I think the Seahawks sneak into the playoffs over the Falcons, and it's just going to be that type of year for Atlanta. And really, it feels like, you know, Pete Carroll is just going to go on and be, you know, the hero again. You know, how many times has Carroll willed the Seahawks to the postseason? He's constantly dealing with drama, and there's always, like clashes going on in that locker room lately. You know, I don't know if you guys have heard about Earl Thomas and Bobby Wagner going at it. But there's always some outspoken athlete on the Seahawks, and there's always some storm that Pete Carroll has to weather, and somehow he always does it, and that's why he's one of the best football coaches on the planet. At any time, Pete Carroll could have just, you know, been overwhelmed by the stress, but he's the glue of that team. He's just such a positive guy, and he's just different than most football coaches. He's the ultimate players coach, and Pete Carroll's, I guess, culture that he's been able to build in Seattle has been a big reason that every time that Seattle should have been down and out, they somehow find a way to bounce back. So give credit to the Seattle Seahawks if they can win this next game, and if Atlanta loses, well, here's the good news for Atlanta fans. If Atlanta does win, Atlanta's going to get in. But I think they're one and done beyond that. But even before that, this final week, expect to see Atlanta to lose. Expect to see Seattle to win. I'm betting my money on Pete Carroll getting in. Continuing on, let's talk about the Denver Broncos. You know, the Denver Broncos started the season off pretty hot. Then they went on like an 8-game losing streak and completely cooled off. You know, I don't know if you guys remember early on when Simeon was being championed as like a good player because he threw like 4 touchdowns. They're talking about contract extensions for John Elway and Vance Joseph. Well, all that's changed now after they went through this horrific losing streak. And one thing that I'm noticing with Vance Joseph is he's constantly playing musical chairs at quarterback. One week it's Osweiler. One week it's one of the other guys on the roster. Who's the other quarterback they got over there? Anyway, they're playing multiple musical chairs at quarterback, you know. And Vance Joseph just needs to pick a guy and stick with him and let him develop a little bit over time. By constantly switching things up, no one can get any continuity. So, you know, Simeon can't get it going. And then they switch to Osweiler, and then Osweiler can't get it going. And then Paxton Lynch is the other guy. You know, I was having that mental lapse earlier there. I couldn't figure out the 3 guys. But anyway, when they constantly switch like that, they they don't develop any continuity with the receivers, with the tight end. Even the offensive line has to figure out how you play if you're a straight drop-back guy or you're a scrambler. And by Joseph constantly switching things up, he doesn't allow this team to get a chance to really build with one guy at the helm. So I think he's kind of, you know, making an error by changing the quarterback so much week to week. So moving forward, they need to be more consistent in that aspect. You need to just pick one guy, you know, and roll with him for the rest of the year. Let's move on to the next topic. Let's talk about the Chargers. You know, the Chargers are looking pretty good on the AFC side if they can beat the Raiders. It feels like the Titans will lose to the Jags this weekend. And while I think the Bills will beat the Dolphins, I ultimately think if the Chargers win, because, you know, they're higher seeded than the Bills, they'll get in over the Bills. Now, if the Titans win, and they should get into the postseason, but I just don't see them beating Jacksonville. The Chargers should be able to beat the Raiders. You know, the Raiders haven't been that good this year. They're finally starting to get it together a little bit, but it's going to be tough to beat Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Phillip Rivers. I think actually Melvin Gordon's a little banged up, but the rest of those guys over in Los Angeles, they're just a good football team. So if you were a betting man, it would probably be smart to lay your money on the Chargers. They've just been they have the most talent. They have the good quarterback. Obviously, Carr's a good quarterback too, but Rivers is definitely better, and it just feels like the Chargers are going to find a way with all their young playmakers, Keenan Allen and the rest of the receiving group over there. I think the Chargers are going to win, and they'll be pretty good in the postseason because they can rush the passer with Bosa and Ingram. They have an explosive offense. And there's been a reason why the Chargers have slowly been progressing all season long and taking strides in the right direction. It's because they have a lot of young players that really answer the bell when their number's called. So LA is definitely going to be a better team next year, but really keep an eye on whether or not they can get in the postseason this year, because that's going to be so big for their confidence moving forward, and they just need to take that next step right now. You can't miss on these opportunities, or suddenly that vision you have in the future might not materialize as much. So they really got to dig deep. They got to get this win, and they got to make it happen. Let's talk about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a very tough situation. I feel like after the Redskins won the division a couple years ago, Washington should have signed Kirk Cousins for the long term. And I mentioned this on Twitter that the Redskins weren't treating Kirk Cousins very well. And someone came back at me with, they've been treating him really well. They've paid him the franchise tag money, which was like $22-23 million, like for the last couple of years, which was a great move by Cousins, you know, negotiating that deal, because he definitely got a huge pay raise from that franchise tag deal the last few years. But, you know, they should have gave him a long-term deal and gave him some security and threw him some mega bucks a long time ago. So that's what I mean when I say that the Redskins haven't been doing a very good job of taking care of Cousins. You know, they just need to pay this guy, get it out of the way, and then worry about the other pieces. I don't think the Redskins should be thinking about life after Kirk Cousins right now. I think he's their best option, and there are other positions on their team are the spots that had to be addressed first. So to let him walk and then have that quarterback position be even out there as an opening is just a huge risk for this football team, and it's not something that the Redskins should be wanting to deal with right now. You know, if the Redskins don't want Kirk Cousins, you know John Elway will. You know, he's a step up above the guys that the Broncos have. And John Elway is just so desperate for a quarterback right now. I think he would throw big bucks at Kirk Cousins, and that would actually help Denver quite a bit. So if the Redskins don't appreciate Kirk Cousins, someone else definitely will. And it just doesn't seem like the best move for this team to let this guy walk away. Other storylines we have today, you know, Todd Gurley for MVP. Todd Gurley has racked up 19 total touchdowns this year, 13 rushing touchdowns, 6 receiving touchdowns, and Gurley's just been flat out impressive all year long. Just such a big part of the Los Angeles Rams revival. Gurley, he's got it done on the ground. He's through the air. He's really been Sean McVay's X factor in this turnaround. Obviously, Jared Goff has been instrumental as well in the strides he's made. But Todd Gurley has really been just an explosive player. And remember, he only caught 6 touchdowns last year while Jeff Fisher was running the show. So to go from 6 touchdowns, he only had 6 rushing touchdowns last year. He didn't have any receiving touchdowns. So to go from that to 19 total touchdowns, 13 on the ground, 6 through the air, he had as many touchdowns as he did rushing last year as he did receiving this year. In fact, he had as many total touchdowns as he did last year just catching the ball this year. So that just goes to show that Todd Gurley has been just such a dynamic player. And I really think Todd Gurley should be the MVP because nobody was bringing it in so many different facets of the game like Todd Gurley was. I know we could go Brady, but I don't think this was Brady's best year. I don't think this was the Patriots' best year. I would just like to see Todd Gurley get rewarded for his efforts. And he's been a great player all season long. Thank you for tuning in again. I slipped up a little bit there, but, you know, that's part of radio sometimes. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Follow me at stillfly810. Also, look out for Endzone Blog on Twitter, at endzoneblog__. Also, check out endzoneblog.com. We have all our updates there, so you can catch up on all our articles and see what's going on in the league. Look out for this show next week. We also have the Step Your Game Up show on YouTube. So everything's going good, and just give us a shout out sometimes. Thank you.